You're listening to the Canterbury Mornings Podcast with John McDonald from Newstalk ZB.
It is time to get nervous. Very nervous. I'm talking here about the government's big water announcement. It's starting with Auckland, but right around the country, changes are on the way. Auckland's first cab off the rank because it already has an outfit separate from Auckland Council's other operations running drinking water supply. That's Water Care. We'll have heard about that. But once it gets the laws it needs, the government's going to be rolling this out everywhere. And councils here in Canterbury, for example, could end up with council-controlled organisations, or CCOs, which will do the same thing as Water Care up north. And the gist is that if you have a separate outfit running water, it can borrow money specifically for water. It's ring-fenced. It isn't money that disappears into the big black hole of the council coffers. This is National's, what I'm calling National's arm's-length alternative to Three Waters. And the reason I say it's time to get nervous is that I heard local government minister Simeon Brown talking to Mike this morning, and I heard him likening the government's water reforms to what a previous National government did with the electricity sector back in the day. So Simeon Brown, he was talking about these new water entities, and he said there will be regulations in place to keep them under control. And this is where it all got a bit deja vu for me. Have a listen to this.
So that will mean that they will be regulated in a similar ways to how electricity distribution companies are regulated. They'll have to outline their price paths, they outline their capital expenditure, outline their asset management plans. That's about sensible economic regulation put to ensure that consumers are not being ripped off and then their assets aren't being gold-plated.
Yeah. I mean, we heard all that years ago, didn't we? When Max Bradford announced the electricity reforms. You know, for some reason, I can still remember old Max standing at the lectern there, promising us, I don't think he was quite thumping it, but he was thumping the lectern, but he was promising us that his power reforms were going to mean cheaper electricity for everybody. Cheaper electricity for everybody. And we all know what happened there, don't we? Which is why when I saw Simeon Brown and the Prime Minister and Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown on the news last night banging on about this new deal, meaning lower water bill increases, it took me right back to the cheaper electricity promise. And the only reason they can promise lower water bill increases now is because this new thing the government's bringing in is going to enable them to borrow more money specifically for water infrastructure and to take longer to pay it off. So maybe ratepayers might be slightly better off now, but not in the long run. By the way, the immediate increase in the water rates for Auckland has gone from 25.8% to 7.2% under the government's new model, which will mean more borrowing to pay for water infrastructure and services. So yeah, the numbers are palatable now. And they will probably make this idea attractive to some people. A couple of reasons. One, we are so short-sighted, aren't we? We are so short-sighted that we only care what we're paying right now. The other reason some people will like this is that councils don't tend to invest properly in water infrastructure because it's pretty much out of sight, out of mind. So, you know, ratepayer money gets spent instead on flashier stuff, like stadiums. Just an example. The government's thinking is that by allowing councils to borrow more specifically for water infrastructure and pay it off over a longer period of time, then the money will get spent fixing the pipes and keeping them up to scratch before they start to fall apart. Now, remember before the election, National promised it would get rid of Labor's Three Waters idea, which was going to take water off local councils and have a more centralised system, but it could never quite say what it was going to replace it with. There was talk of local water done well, but as I said before, this is a pretty arm's-length alternative which will burden ratepayers with more debt for longer. That's my take on it.
For more from Canterbury Mornings with John McDonald, listen live to News Talk ZB Christchurch from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.